Welcome to iHeartMedia's Bay Area Focus, highlighting events and great causes here in the Bay Area.
One love once again. This is Larry Dorsey Jr. with iHeartMedia, and we have Cheyenne and Morgan Faulkner. Identical twins, both live with type 1 diabetes, young leadership committee members of JDRF. This is a fun fact. They had a radio show together in college, so here they are again on the radio.
Hi. We're excited to be back.
Yeah, back on the air.
I bet with the twin energy, you probably could bounce back and forth like a ping pong table. Just boom, 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 boom. Just read each other's minds. Like, I can only imagine.
To make it even more of a fun fact, it was with another set of identical twins. So it was called Twin Sanity, and there was four of us.
I know we're in, like, great spirits, but we got to switch it into more of a serious topic and, you know, spread awareness and education. It's hopefully, you know, help people out on their journey and everything. So could you explain more what is type 1 diabetes and when were you each diagnosed?
Yeah, so this is Cheyenne here, and I was diagnosed when I was 11 years old, so I've had it for 13 years. And type 1 diabetes is an autoimmune disease where a person's pancreas stops producing insulin, and that's a hormone that enables people to get energy from food. So it occurs when the body's immune system attacks and destroys the insulin-producing cells in the pancreas called beta cells. It can strike both children and adults, and the onset has nothing to do with your diet or your lifestyle. There's nothing you can do to prevent it, and right now there's nothing you can do to get rid of it.
And this is Morgan talking, and I was diagnosed 11 years later at the age of 22, so I've had it for almost 2.5 years now. We definitely manage it differently, go through different things just because our bodies have reacted to it differently. But alas, both of our pancreases do not work.
Oh, wow. I'm happy you're able to find humor and laugh about it. I'm a stand-up comedian, so I always, you know, appreciate when people can find, you know, things that are, you know, might not be considered, you know, the greatest and find ways to laugh at it. That's powerful. So what's it like to have type 1 diabetes? I mean, I know you're twins, but you probably don't have, you know, the same experience or manage it the same.
Yeah, I mean, I've gone through, Cheyenne here has gone through a lot more body changes since I was 11, and now I'm 24. And so I've gone through needing more insulin and less insulin. And I've gone from injecting myself with an insulin pen to wearing an insulin pump. So it continuously gives me my insulin, and it's a little pod on my body. And so the technology has really improved my way of living for sure in the past 13 years of living with it. Morgan, did you want to talk about how it's been for you?
Yeah, mine's definitely a little bit different because my body is still kind of slowing down. I need a lot less insulin than Cheyenne does right now. And people, like, we could eat the exact same cookie and she'll need way more insulin than I do just because my body is still reacting to it differently. So right now I'm not on an insulin pump. I'm still taking insulin shots, which we call MDI, which is multiple daily injections. So for every carb I eat, there's a certain number of insulin units I take. So I take anywhere between 4 and 6 shots a day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just to put it into perspective, so if you were to eat the same cookie that we ate, your body would automatically know how much insulin your body would need in order to
turn it into energy.
Yeah, exactly. And our body doesn't know, so we have to tell it, and that's how we give our insulin. So it's not an exact science because obviously our bodies are incredible things, and so it's able to know what to do, and so we have to do it externally, and that's the hard part.
It's a little bit of a guessing game.
There's always value in a shared adventure, and I know having someone as close as your twin, having someone like by your side who's also going through it, is powerful. I understand that you go by the nickname Shamo.
Shamo, yeah. We decided, I don't know, maybe in high school or college that we didn't really like being called the twins. One, because there's a bunch of twins in the world, and also we are our own people and have our own identities, but we also love and value that we are twins. So we were like, let's just put our names together. Our twin nickname is Shamo, and that's what we go by. And it works pretty well when people, you know, invite us to stuff. They're like, hope Shimo's coming.
Yeah, but it's really been a special thing, as special as it can be to be diagnosed with something like this and be able to do it together. I was doing it, I was the only person in my family for, you know, the first 10 years of it. And so when she got diagnosed, it was just, I wouldn't say easy, but it was definitely an easier transition than maybe most at diagnosis because she'd been seeing me do it for so long that it was kind of just now her turn in the, you know, worst way, but definitely was something that connected us more.
So what's the difference between type 1 and type 2 diabetes?
Yeah, so type 1 is an autoimmune disease where the, like I was saying, the pancreas stops producing insulin, and there's actually 1.25 million Americans that have T1D, is what we call it short. And then type 2 is a metabolic disorder where a person's body still produces insulin, but it's unable to use it effectively. And type 1 is usually diagnosed in adulthood, and they don't
type 2,
is typically diagnosed in adulthood, and you don't always need insulin for that, whereas type 1 can be diagnosed in adults and children, and it lasts a lifetime.
And there's a lot of common confusion with type 1 and type 2. Both of them have the word diabetes, so a lot of people think if you eat too many donuts, you're going to get diabetes. And it's a really big common misconception that we can't eat what we want. We can eat anything that we want, and we just have to take the correct amount of insulin to supply our body with that to make sure we aren't going too high or too low. Whereas type 2, you can exercise, there's pills you can take it, and in some rare cases, there is insulin that you can take, but it can be reversed, whereas type 1, unfortunately, right now, there's no cure or remedy for it.
So you've both been involved with this organization, JDRF. Can you tell us more about it, please?
Yeah, of course. We love JDRF. We started our relationship with it. We're actually homegrown in Seattle, right outside of Seattle. So right when Cheyenne was diagnosed at Seattle Children's Hospital, we got involved with JDRF and did our first Beat the Bridge in Seattle when we were 11 or 12. So we've been involved with them for almost 14 years now. They are the leading global organization for funding type 1 diabetes research and to find a cure. Their mission is to improve the lives today and tomorrow of type 1 diabetics, and we've definitely seen that from Cheyenne's day one getting involved with JDRF to now. So we went through college, we were volunteering throughout college, not with JDRF, but after I was diagnosed and after we joined the workforce, we really wanted to find fulfillment in making the lives of people like us better. So we got back involved in JDRF helping with the One Walk, which we'll touch a little bit more on. And then we've gotten involved with the gala and the walk and have gotten really amazing opportunities from it, like speaking with you all about it. They've invested more than $2 billion in research. A lot of it's being done in San Francisco at UCSF and Stanford, which is pretty amazing. And they're built on the grassroots model of connecting people with their local communities and collaborating regionally and efficiently for fundraising and a future cure, and we've definitely seen that the last couple years of involvement. It's been really, really great.
How do other people get involved? How could someone help out or join or volunteer?
Oh, we're always looking for volunteers. Yeah. Cheyenne, you want to tell them?
Yeah, so we have 4 walks around the Bay Area. There's one in Monterey, there's one in Santa Clara, there's one in San Ramon, and then here in San Francisco. And they're all happening in October, and we're always looking for volunteers. And you can find more information on walk.jdrf.org. And you can register a team, you can register to walk, you can register to volunteer. There's so many opportunities. And then from there, if you'd like more information, you can sign up for the emails, and someone from the team will reach out to them and get them connected in the best way possible. And this is just such an awesome opportunity because for the most part, someone knows someone who is connected with type 1 diabetes, whether they have a sibling or a friend or a grandparent who has the disease. We all are pretty connected to it. So it's a pretty amazing organization to be involved with and a really fun time. So we hope to see you guys there.
I definitely have worked several of those events, so I'll probably be working it again.
Yay!
Yeah, it's always fun. The early morning, I love waking up really early to do something positive. It just sets the whole day.
It makes it worth it.
So is there anything else you would like the people to know?
Well, this year, Cheyenne and I are the co-chairs of the walk, so you know it's going to be the best one yet. We have a goal of $1.3 million, and we're hoping with our corporate sponsor and a plan that we're going to get there. I know we will. Last year, we did 1.2. We have some really cool sponsors coming, and it's going to be a great walk with advocacy, come get your flu shot. And then afterward, the cheapest open bar in San Francisco, YLC Walktoberfest, beer, wine, White Claw. It's going to be after the walk at Fort Mason, and we're super excited. Yeah, come.
I will,
come, Larry.
I will.
$40 unlimited beer and wine for 3 hours.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, you can't beat it in San Francisco.
Good that it's not before the walk.
Yeah.
It'd be a crawler.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for the interview. Before we end, I see that you recently met and spoke with Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, so we helped build and sustain critical support for T1D research with the federal government and raising awareness among members of Congress, which is what we did. We went to a press conference to speak on Speaker Pelosi's behalf. And so we met with her this summer and talked about the importance of the Affordable Care Act and lowering insulin costs, because there are people who are rationing and dying, sadly, due to insulin costs and how expensive it is. And we just talked on the importance of keeping the Affordable Care Act and how important it is to raise awareness for these things, because there is serious repercussions for many people who can't afford this life-saving and necessity for type 1 diabetic prescriptions. Yeah. And it was probably one of the most amazing days I've had so far. JDRF connected us with Speaker Pelosi's office. We're in her district. It was really amazing to meet her and just know the insane things that are going on right now and what we can do to help pass the special diabetes program and just be true advocates for young adult type 1 diabetics. So it was really, really awesome.
And once again, how do people sign up for the walk if they want to get involved?
Yeah, we want everybody to get involved. So whatever walk is closest to you, or if you want to come to the San Francisco one, because you know Cheyenne and I throw a great event, it is walk.jdrf.org, and that's going to bring you to all of our San Francisco area walks. You can put in your zip code and it will pop up with the one closest to you and get you going.
Well, thank you so much. Have a blessed day.
Yay, awesome. Larry. We'll talk to you soon, Larry.
We'll be right back with more on iHeartMedia's Bay Area Focus.